So the priceless question is this: how are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets. What's going on? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen of America? Maurice Trimble, Rich Lab Rat here, and welcome to another episode of the Clinical Study Secrets podcast. Right now, this would be episode 8, and even though I'm traveling here, I'm at the airport, MSN, Madison, Wisconsin. I just got back from not too long ago from checking out and seeing how Dr. Vince in Kansas City, in Overland Park, Kansas. And we're going to get into that in just a moment, momentarily here. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Let's get to the point of the podcast. I titled this podcast, Fail to Plan, Then You Plan to Fail. We've all heard this old saying for a very long time that, you know, proper planning is huge. It's massive with how things work out for you in your life for your betterment, right? And we're going to get into that. What I want to talk about here is mainly about planning, proper planning. Now, if you're in a study world like I am, or looking to get into the study world like I am, it is very, very paramount that you understand everybody in terms of proper planning. But this goes hand in hand with simultaneous, something that's done on the fly, right? And what would some people would argue and would debate, which is better, Maurice? Would it be proper planning, or would it be something that's, you know, simultaneous, something that's just on the fly? Spur in a moment, what I mean. Something that's done spontaneous. I said simultaneous. I mean spontaneous. So with that being the situation, yeah, spontaneous. Sometimes you have to be spontaneous, but majority of the time you want to have the planning. Now, like I said, this goes for both. There's a time and a place for both. The spontaneous, when you're calling studies, when you're looking to get studies that you want to get into. Of course, my membership's going to help a whole lot with that, where a lot of individuals will have the opportunity to get into the first screenings, the second screenings, if it's a big enough study. That's going to help tremendously. But in terms of being on the fly, like if one was, you're done with a study, you're looking to get another study, it's a situation where you want to keep your income flowing, right? You want to keep getting the cash flow to be consistent, to be on a monthly basis. That's where spontaneousness as well as planning, proper planning, they go both hand in hand, right? So in my situation, let me just utilize this for the sake of this podcast. I had to go from setting up a situation or completing a situation, as to say, you know, with Atreya Madison, but then you want to set up something for later, for the next month in terms of ahead of time for Dr. Vince as I'm setting up. So both good studies, you know, one was, you're talking about one could be a 15,000 for a 30-day stay, but then the other one could be like a 13-day stay, less than 2 weeks for 7,500. You can see how when you consistently plan it, though, because it has to be planned out, especially when you're talking about travel. So you got to plan out the travel. You got to plan out making sure. And some of these things, it's like you're exercising both at the same time. And what do I mean by that? Well, when I was setting up and found out, and I had called to find out about the Dr. Vince, well, you have to, on that call, while I'm talking to Dr. Vince, I'm setting up the scenario for the travel. I'm already on the, looking at the like, well, my membership shows this, so it shows all the airports, like, you're going to have a lot of detailed information to help, okay? I just know it already, so, but when I put it in the membership, it's going to help a lot of people. You'll know the neighboring airports, you'll know, you know, where you have to call, stuff like this is crucial to your success, right? But yeah, I had to, on the phone, for hearing about the new study that's released, I'm like, oh, wow, that seems really, really good, right? But I have to know, okay, just because it sounds good don't mean it always is good. What if I can't make it, right? So what the rule of thumb, what I like to say to a lot of individuals is, if someone offers you a good opportunity, and I learned this a long time ago in network marketing, right? If someone offers you a good opportunity, you take it. Say yes, right? And you'll figure out how or how to do that, or you'll figure that out later. Right? Because you can always figure it out. Same with real estate in terms of investing. Sometimes it'll be a good deal. Good deal that you come across in terms of a property, in terms of a parcel, right? You take it, whether it's a tax deed property, things of that nature. You don't wait. Or if it's tax lien, right? You don't wait. You take it. And you'll figure out a way to get money in terms of the investors, in terms of the capital to raise yourself. That's where studies can come in handy, right? But you'll figure this out later to take care of that situation, especially if you have a time span. If you have a time span, like a grace period, it works for you. So you can have that time to do critical thinking, to do some very, you know, using your mindset in order to make that a reality, to make that manifest to where you can complete the mission, right? So I was on the phone, and as I looked at the airports, you can see what works out to go where, how to get here, how much it's going to cost, are you able to make it? Like, these are things you have to do, because at the time when you take the appointment, a lot of times, say if you couldn't make it, once you made the appointment, right? If you get quick enough and you become an expert, which I'm hoping to help a lot of people become, right? That's interested in this kind of lifestyle, this type of compensation and this money making, this lab rat money, as I call it, right? You'll get good enough to where you can have it simultaneously at the same time. You could plan it out, but you can have it simultaneously where you'll have the study and you'll have the travel in sync together, where you can have both of them and you have it all taken care of at that same time, within that 10, 15 minute, 20 minute, whatever that is, of that phone call of getting that study and setting it up, right? But just make sure everybody knows that this is something that is very, very important, right? You have to plan. You got proper planning always will win against someone that doesn't plan at all. Just think about chess players, master chess players, the best in the world. These are planned maneuvers, planned moves and things of this nature that they have across those rows and columns, right? They understand, whether from looking at the chess games of old and studying the patterns and just different tactics, from the beginning of the game, the middle game, to the end game, right? It's plan. It's plan, plan, steps. Planning your steps for success, right? Planning your steps for success. It's the same thing. It goes with life. That's why I, for one, always say that I compare, you know, chess to life. They're like so parallel. I mean, you got cards, you got dominoes, you got many other things you could do the same with. But to me, my favorite is chess, right? So even pool. Now you got that too, right? Billards. So with all this being said, all I'm saying is planning helped me to get to success in that situation. And it'd be the same for you. It's the same for anyone that's a veteran in this game, in this industry, in this world of studies, as we call it, right? Of clinical study fame. This underworld that we have, right? That no one really talks about. It's a secret. But I'm looking, that's why I like to put the secrets out there. I want to help a lot of people to know what's going on with this. So everybody can win. It's more than enough money for everybody. More than enough, right? Big Pharma, the FDA, they would love to have as many people participate and make as much money as possible with this because it helps them, right? So why not? And the sooner that people can understand this and get this mindset to understand that, they won't be looking to do the crabs in a bucket type of mentality to take the next person down or not think about helping the next person. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You got to have self-preservation. You got to. You got to take care of yourself before you can help take care of someone else. But mind you, you don't have to step on other people in order to get to the top, in order to make your success happen either. Not in this world, you don't. Not with the studies, you know. So, but yeah, planning. Remember that, everybody, planning. Whether you're looking to get into studies, whether you're a newbie, right, or whether you're a veteran of old, the planning, that could be the very thing. Like, say, if you're new and you don't know about this, I'm giving you some jewels here. I'm giving you some very, very good, some gems that you should take and keep and note this. Planning is very crucial. Planning your study dates, planning your outpatients, planning your travel, planning the next study after you finish the first study or whichever one you're getting into, so you can keep the cash flow going for yourself, right? You have to plan. You got to get good at planning. If you're not a good planner, practice it. The old saying says, anything that you practice, anything you can do for more than 21 days, that you can do like 3 weeks, that is, it becomes a habit. So start small, small steps, and start doing it, keep doing it. Don't give up. Keep doing it. And before you know it, it will be a habit. It'll be just part of your daily regimen, your weekly, monthly regimen, right? Planning. If you're a person that's been doing studies for a while, you're a veteran, I don't even have to tell you, you know all about it, right? But if you're struggling, if you come across a situation where you could be like, man, things ain't happening as much as I wish, and what's going on? Is there a drought in studies? And is it me? Is it what's going on? It could be a lot of times you're planning. Take a look at it. Examine it. See, are you planning your steps accordingly? Are you having everything set up and stride and, you know, for to take steps to steps and then to get to the next step? Like, are you doing that? Because it can make all the difference. Even though it's something small, minute in nature, but it's huge. The magnitude of it is ginormous, right? So hopefully that helps. Like I said, a lot of travel I have. I'm going to get a lot of these podcasts back on schedule now that I'll be back in San Antonio for a while, which is great. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the podcast's supposed to be. Social media, I like to push out on a lot Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. And the membership going live real soon. You know I keep saying it. So many people are like, when? You keep saying you're in episode 9, 10 almost, Maurice. Membership ain't out yet, right? I'm making sure that everything is fine-tuned because, like I said, once I launch this, there's no going back. This is literally going to change for better the way things are done in terms of studies, in terms of with people that don't know about studies, in terms of people that want to know about studies, right? People who know about studies, it's going to change for everybody. And believe you me when I say this, it's going to be for the better. A lot of people might not believe that. I have already a lot of haters on the horizon. There's a lot of people already that don't want me to release this. I've been getting all kinds of texts, getting all time. You'd be surprised. But I've been getting a lot of people saying, you shouldn't release that. You shouldn't tell this. Or, why are you doing this? You're making it harder for us. Why are you doing it? You're making it more competitive. The bottom line of it is, like I said, everybody's going to have something to do when you're putting something out into the world that you're good at, that you're an expert at, that you believe in, that you want to help others. You're going to always get some slack, people. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. In America, it's always going to be that way. But you keep pushing. You don't stop, right? Full throttle, foot on the gas, on the pedal. Keep going. No brakes, right? If you believe you have something that's going to bring success, you do it. Sorry, it's a little loud here. People starting to come in at the airport, so. But you don't stop. You keep doing it. Because the reality is this. If something is meant for you to do and you're supposed to do it, who's to say that that's not for you to do? Who's to say, but God, that that's not meant for you to do, that it's not part of your purpose? Who's to say, right? The only one knows that is the Lord, is God, is the Creator. That's it. It's not for a person that knows that, you know? So, hopefully that resonated with a lot of you. And before it gets too loud, as it's starting to get, I'm going to cut this podcast off. But I hope that some of what I said resonated. Hopefully that it helps. If you're looking at this and you want to know about this, or you're a newbie or whatnot, if you are a veteran, however it is, if you want to get this membership, You focus on yourself, right? Don't focus on anybody else. Focus on when you get this membership, see how this helps you. Even though it's a little monthly cost of $50, I'm telling people nothing is guaranteed in life, right? But I'm 99.99% sure, like 24 karat gold, 99.9999%, right? Because nothing's guaranteed but death and taxes, some say, right? That's the only thing guaranteed. But I'm 99.99% sure that, you know, having the actual membership, that little $50 that you pay every month, you're getting 10 times that, 20 times that, 50 times that. When you can pay $50, but it's going to bring you thousands, 3, 4, 5,000, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000, sometimes 15, 20,000, right, per month for whatever studies that you find and that you get into. There's, you're going to look at that like that's like peanuts to an elephant, right? But because of that, it helped you. I like to say I'm loving to over-deliver and under-promise, right? So the value of the price being so small, but the value of what it's going to give you is massive. And you can't lose when you're doing stuff like that to help people, right? But other than that, I'm going to cut this off. I bid you well. I bid you adieu since my flight will be coming real soon here. Definitely safe travels. I should have, Lord's will. And y'all have a good day. Stay too blessed to be stressed, obsessed with success. And as we always say, smile, say cheese. I'm going to show you how to get that cheese. See you later, everybody. Have a good day. Also, thank you so much, everybody who has supported the movement that I'm doing. Definitely make sure you share this message, share this podcast with all social media platforms so we can get as many eyeballs, as many people as possible to hear the podcast. Go to the podcast, whether it's on your Apple device, whether it's on your Android device, whether it's going to be iHeartRadio, Spotify. There's so many platforms. All you got to do is just go to your Google Play Store or go to your Apple Store and look up podcast and you'll find it. Type in Clinical Study Secrets Podcast and you shall pull it up. And please, please tell me what you think. I really, really honor and really admire all the feedback. And I want to know what you think. 5 stars if you like it. Please, please give me the feedback because it allows me to make it better going forward with the feedback that you give me. And please, again, share it with many people as possible because we want to help as many people as possible escape the rat race and live a long and prosperous life.